here in our Paul Bunyan Communications post-game show. The head coach of the Beavers, Jim Stone, joining us here in this nice warm press box. Coach, first and foremost, congratulations. The monkey is off your back.
Yes, it is. So it's exciting. And, yeah, we're into the final, and we couldn't be more excited.
That was a crazy nail-biting finish. Scoreless at the first half. Did you have to make any adjustments going into the second half, knowing that you had the wind at your faces?
Okay, I know we're live here, but I got – sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know what these guys are doing here. Oh, they're going through there. Oh, sorry. All right, my bad, Kelly.
No, that's okay. You got to keep
Mike,
an eye
Mike figured it out down
okay.
here.
You got players all over the field,
yeah.
Football's trying to take over with their practice.
Yeah,
but,
they're supposed to get into that corner and put their name up on the bracket.
Oh, cool.
As a team, that's really cool. Yeah.
That is very cool. Okay,
yeah.
Well, I'll have to take a picture of it on my way out of here and post it on our Beaver Radio Network Facebook page. So, hey, we're live. That's what live radio does. But, Coach, talk about that first half. You had the wind at your backs in the first half. You had the wind at your face in the second half. Did you have to make any adjustments?
No, not really, because, you know, and both teams are like that. You know, Concordia plays really good soccer. But both of us, you know, keep the ball on the floor a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so it didn't really have a huge effect on the game other than, you know, when you're going against that win, it drains your energy more, you know. You have to work harder. But in terms of style of play, there wasn't really any adjustments made.
Okay.
You know, we made some adjustments late in the game as we were kind of, you know, defending and holding on to that lead.
Oh, and those are tough leads to hold on to. You know, they say in hockey, a two-goal lead is a tough lead to hang on to. In soccer, a one-goal lead. Talk about the resiliency and that determination in those final minutes of your soccer team looked phenomenal out there.
Yeah, they could feel it. You know, you're so close to it. And I was proud of how, you know, not just committed they were to it and, you know, how much they worked for it, but also how organized they were defensively the last 10 or 15. We had one little slip up at the end, but other than that, you know, we were pretty organized and pretty compact, and we made it difficult to break down.
I think some of the key plays today were made by your defense. Hallie Peterson had some fantastic plays that helped out on that back line and was able to steal the ball a couple of times. Just a great effort there by your defense to hold off Concordia.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've talked about it before, but, you know, with Hallie and Megan Dahl there, I mean, wow. Yeah, I mean, you have a dynamic duo, and they're just a great pair. They really are. They're great individually, and they're even better as a pair. So, yeah, Hallie was huge for us today, and Megan was great. So, it's a nice security blanket to have.
Well, and the ninth shutout of the season today for your goalkeeper, Alyssa Stumbaugh, and she had to come up with some pretty key saves there that were right at her.
I'm glad you brought that up because this surface, like, it is so hard to read how the ball's going to skip. I mean, it's incredibly difficult, and I don't think she gave up a rebound all game. She was really clean. I mean, you're right. She was fantastic today.
Well, we saw some plays in that first game today between Minnesota State and Augustana that were misplayed because of the turf, whether it was played back and not read well. But how does the cold weather and the snow and ice that are on the field right now, what's that like for a player to be out on that?
You know, fortunately, with, you know, the weather's been, how would I say it, that, you know, fortunately, the ground's, it's not froze, and the turf, the rubber pellets in it are still
soft,
like palatable, and they're moving. So you can still get your cleats dug in and make some good cuts. But the ball, you know, anytime the ball is up in the air, whether it's 6 inches or whether it's 6 feet, when it comes down, it just has this incredible skip. It almost speeds up. It actually does speed up, so it makes the game really difficult to read at times.
Wow.
And you have to get your body in front of the ball. And, you know, normally maybe you'd stick your left foot out 6 inches to the side. But here we talked about, you know, getting the body in front of it and just being secure with it.
talk about the goal scored. Mason Schilling sets up Sarah Wendt. It came from up above and hit somebody in the head. And, I mean, it was just one of those plays where you go, how did Sarah control that ball quick enough to put it in? And she's just that kind of a player.
She has a nose for the net. And, yeah, you're right. Her and Allie, you know, went in together. I thought one of them was going to put it in with her head. And they kind of, you know, kind of both went for the same ball. Maybe didn't communicate like we should have. And then it kind of spun around. And then, yeah, she just hit a one-time volley, I believe, with her left foot. Mm. And that's what she does. So she's she's big time.
Definitely big time. Coach, I know you don't like talking about accolades. I have to ask you. First of all, congratulations, NSIC Coach of the Year. I'm sure you're like, I don't want to think about that right now. First things first, Sunday. But congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, all glory to Jesus. And just feel really humbled. You know, those awards all happen because of how the team performs. And they're just a reflection of the team. So I have a lot of good kids, and they cover up a lot of my shortcomings. So, it's more or less a team award.
And a lot of your players also getting accolades. Megan Dahl, NSIC Defender of the Year. Mason Schilling, Freshman of the Year. Actually, I wasn't really surprised about Mason getting that. She just is so good out there and so fun to watch. And Megan Dahl was actually the preseason defensive player of the year. So just solid.
And to go from – it's difficult to, you know, go from preseason and then make that happen, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So really proud of Megan and proud of all those kids, you know, who had those performances and were recognized.
Yeah, you had five all NSIC first team, three second team, and the season's not over yet. What's it going to take to play Mankato the same way you need to win the championship?
Yeah, I think it's about, you know, us being us, and they're going to be them, and it's going to come down to who does it a little bit better.
And let's hope it doesn't end in PKs.
Yes, I would concur. Let's not do that.
Let's not. So now what's the plan with your team? You got tomorrow off, or do you have a practice?
Yeah, we'll have a light practice, and, you know, we'll film in the morning. We usually have a really light breakfast with the team and film, and then we have a really light practice, kind of a rest and recovery, maybe some set pieces, get a few touches, keep your touch sharp. But, yeah, a lot of rest and recovery.
Well, you've gotten past that next step. We're headed to the championship game on Sunday. Coach, good luck.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
I can tell. So excited, yeah. Congratulations
again. Thank you, Kelly, yes.
We'll see you on Sunday.
Okay, bye.